KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 66 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 85. We picked up a trace of rainfall overnight here in Atlantic. Messina reports 35 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall over the past 24 hours. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. In local news, the City of Atlantic's Board of Adjustment is scheduled to meet this morning at City Hall beginning at 7:30. On their agenda is a public hearing on an application by Ed's Lawn Equipment for a conditional use permit that would allow for an addition to a commercial building within the floodplain. The board will also hold a public hearing on a variance requested by Robert Abild that would allow for a heavy industrial use manufacturing of mobile home units in a highway commercial zone. The manufacturing site would be located in a garage at 1713 East 7th Street. The Board of Adjustment will also accept input from citizens on the updating of the current zoning ordinance for the City of Atlantic. And again, that meeting gets underway at 7:30. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Okay, you have your computer. It ran about $700. The printer, about $100. Ink cartridges, they average about $35 a piece. And photo paper, about 10 cents per sheet. You're ready to go, ready to print your own pictures at home. So, let's get started. First picture comes up. You adjust the low light, take the red eye out, and print. Uh-oh, you adjusted a little too much for the brightness. Do it again and print. Oh, that's two sheets of paper and ink, but it's still not right. Here we go again. Three sheets of paper and ink. Now your time's starting to add up. Just how much is your time worth?
This is Carol at Rex Pharmacy. You know, you could have just brought your digital media to us and have all your prints professionally printed for just 30 cents a piece. Save even more time and email your shots to rexphoto@metc.net. In the Rex Pharmacy Photo Lab, it's all we've ever done. Take care of you and your pictures. So bring us your digital media or your film and get personalized service from people you can count on.
A Cumberland woman wanted on a warrant for first offense OWI drug-related turned herself into authorities late last week. 23-year-old Rachel Marie Huggins appeared at the Cass County Jail on Friday. Huggins was seen by the magistrate late that same day and released on her own recognizance. The warrant for Huggins was issued following an investigation into a traffic accident which occurred June 17th of this year. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department reported over the weekend a Red Oak man was arrested Friday afternoon. 31-year-old William Eric Jones was taken into custody on a charge of simple domestic abuse following an incident which allegedly occurred in the 300 block of West Washington Avenue in Red Oak. Jones was being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond pending a court appearance. A public hearing will be held at tonight's City Council meeting in Audubon. The hearing is with regard to adopting new precinct boundaries, that following the 2010 census. The new precinct would include Lincoln, Cameron, Viola, Douglas, Leroy, and Melville townships, along with the City of Audubon. The hearing will be followed by votes on authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement with Audubon County to combine the unincorporated areas with the City of Audubon as one voting precinct, and the first and possibly final consideration of an ordinance adopting the new precinct boundaries. In other matters, the Audubon City Council will act on adopting a resolution setting the date for a public hearing on the proposed vacation of a portion of Davis Street for August 22nd at 7 p.m. Tonight's meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock as well at the Audubon City Hall. The deadline to file for the various school board positions in Cass County has passed, and the vote will be held September 13th. In the Atlantic Community School District, there are three incumbents running for the three district at-large positions: Dennis Davis, Philip Haskell, and John Martins. Rodney Hartwig is also running for one of the three positions, and Josh E. McLaren is running to fill a vacancy position on the Atlantic School Board in an at-large position. Voters in the Atlantic Community School District will also decide on whether or not to renew a physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL. A 10-year levy will be used to pay for various school repairs, improvements, and/or equipment. It cannot be used to pay the interest on the bonds. Approval of the levy in September would mean the district could levy up to 85 cents per $1,000 of assessed valuation for taxable property within the school district beginning June 30, 2013. In the newly reorganized CAM school district, there are two board positions open. In the North District, Julie Williamson is unopposed for the seat, and in the South District, incumbent Todd McKee is also running unopposed. Voters in the Griswold School District will have four positions to fill on the school board. In District 2, Scott Peterson is in the running for the one open slot, and incumbent Scott A. Hansen is unopposed for the District 4 board seat. Douglas Lemke and incumbent Clarion Campbell are running for the District 6 and 7 seats, respectively. Neither candidate is opposed. The Griswold School District voters will also have on the ballot in September a public measure authorizing the district to adopt a revenue purpose statement, which specifies how sales, services, and use tax funds received from the state of Iowa shall be used. If approved, the RPS will remain in effect until replaced or amended by the Griswold School District. And residents of Hamburg who were ordered in June to flee their homes amid Missouri River flooding are now being allowed to return. Local officials have lifted the mandatory evacuation. The river rose to record levels because the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers increased releases from upstream reservoirs to make room for heavy rains and melting snowpack. The Corps has started reducing the releases, but the river is expected to remain high well into the fall. Terry Cooper and his family spent Friday cleaning up their house. Cooper says he's glad to be back, but he's frustrated that Federal Emergency Management Agency denied financial help for displaced homeowners, but the state is appealing. Cooper says the government caused the flood, so they should help fix the problems it caused. News time is 7:12.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
I wish the moles would stop invading my yard.
See, I think you'd be happier switching to a wireless plan that saves you money.
That would probably do it too.
U.S. Cellular's Premium Plus plan can save a family of four over $1,000 a year. And not only that, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and plenty of data. You like saving $1,000.
I would.
Yeah, and you hate what?
Moles.
If your wireless plan is costing too much, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get the Android-powered HTC Merge for $149.99 and use it with the Premium Plus plan and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone prices after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a Visa debit card. A bookable smartphone data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $30 activation fee may apply. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. If your wireless plan is costing too much, come see me. I'll show you the Merge, an absolutely awesome smartphone at a great price. We're your authorized U.S. Cellular agent, Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, 88-year-old Sadie Zimmerman, age of Avoca and formerly of Shelby, died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Sadie Zimmerman will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 85-year-old Lois Funk of Bridgewater died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Lois Funk will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. 98-year-old Margaret Irene Mapes Gilman of Stewart died Friday at her daughter-in-law's home. Funeral services for Margaret Gilman will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. 89-year-old Donna Mullen of Manning died Saturday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. A massive Christian burial service for Donna Mullen will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. 83-year-old Evelyn Warren of Guthrie Center died Friday at the Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Evelyn Warren will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And 76-year-old David Sears of Atlantic and formerly of Des Moines died Friday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. He has gifted his body to Des Moines University for medical study, and services for David Sears will take place when those studies are complete, which, according to the family, are currently projected to be in May of 2013. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family with the arrangements. Our news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.